sobs. Quite a lot of them talking about going back to whence they came. Hobbs exchanged looks. Going back, of course, would be dangerous. That was why Crenshaw existed in the first place. To prevent magical folk from going about in the unmagical world. And that, as they say, was that. The fate of Crenshaw was in the hands of the witches now. They'd figure it out or die. 1. Ellie. Ellie! Aunt Hestia's voice cracked through the old farmhouse like a whip. Eleanor Brandeau exhaled in relief. Every day, that insistent voice was like a pressure valve opening, easing the panic that Hestia would vanish. Again. As a younger woman, Hestia had disappeared without a trace for several years. The grumbling archaeologist upstairs rarely mentioned it. But Ellie thought about it every day. Was this the day she'd be gone? Was this the day that everything fell apart? There was a reason Hestia had gone, and until Ellie understood it, she would wrestle with anxiety. Despite her aunt's insistence that she knew nothing about that missing time, and plenty of therapists telling Ellie that it was impossible to know, Ellie had doubts. More than that, perhaps, she had an irksome sense that there was an answer just at the edge of knowing. As with every morning, Eleanor Brandeau was downstairs in the kitchen, enjoying a bit of silence with a pot of overpriced coffee. As a teen, she would open Hestia's door just to make sure she was still there. Now she was an adult, so she'd watch the automatic pot brew coffee in silence. And wait. Every day, the coffee clicked on at 6 a.m. Hestia would wake by 6:15 a.m. Those 15 minutes dragged out with a pressure Ellie hated. She'd wait patiently for both the summons and the caffeine. Fine, maybe not exactly patiently. Ellie watched the pot like a fox watched the hens that used to live in the coop out back. Unlike the fox that still crept around their empty backyard henhouse every so often, Ellie didn't paw at the coffee pot. She'd wait for the coffee and her aunt, busy herself baking. Today was fresh lemon scones. And wait.
Is the coffee ready, Elle?
Hestia called from her upstairs lair. On the way! Ellie smiled wider. Life was normal. Steady. Hestia had some sort of internal timer. By 6:15, she was usually awake and calling to Ellie. Until recently, she'd call out to have Ellie pour her a cup and then come to the kitchen so it was the perfect temperature when she walked into the oversized room. Lately, she'd had to wait to have it brought to her. 63 years of sass and salt in a 5-foot package, Hestia Brandeau was as energetic as a woman half her age, and twice as surly since she needed a hip replaced. Surgery was in a matter of days, and it was hanging over the household like a wet cloud. Coming! Ellie sang out as she poured a cup for Hestia and shoved the second tray of scones into the oven. A piping hot scone in one hand and coffee in the other, Ellie climbed up to the third floor where Hestia was propped up like a Victorian regent in a bed that was so immense that it had to be assembled inside the bedroom.
Scones already?
Hestia eyed the plate. My, what big eyes you have, Ellie teased, wiggling the scone.
Not your granny, you beastly child.
Hestia grabbed the dark wood cane beside the bed and made to stand up.
If you won't hand it over, I'll go get my own damned scone.
Nope. Ellie was there beside her in an instant. Do you want to fall again?
No. I want to be on my feet in my own damn kitchen. But I'll settle for that scone and a cup of black coffee.